the satellite. Body loving every size. Feel the vibe and energize. No shame, no fear, just joy. Every curve.
Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild. This is another one of our fabulous Pride episodes. It's number 646. Woohoo! Recorded on Monday, June 15th, 2026. And it is 94 degrees and sunny in Chubland. Are you enjoying that?
What, the temperature?
Yes.
As long as it stays away from the 100, the triple digits just feel warmer.
Yes.
And when it gets to over 105, then it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep. No, totally, totally agree with you. All right. It is 19 days until Independence Day. 138 until Halloween. And 193 until Christmas. Yay! Now we take a moment to start our show with a wonderful affirmation. My body is a home, and I care for it lovingly. Interesting. I'm sure they meant to say, my body is as big as a house, and I care for it lovingly, and decorate it with beautiful moo-moos.
Do you keep the front door unlocked?
Well, the back door has a seal on it, so yes.
Ew.
All righty, moving on. Patreon offers folks a way to support creators and receive rewards not open to the general public, like My Life in Fragments podcast, books, videos, and more. And we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ, Stasage, Famza, Univaz, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Kingsley, Kathy Bacon, and Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to find out how you can join our little family for as little as $1 a month. And then we can talk about this day in history, June 15th. Well, some major historical events happened, starting in the year 1215, when King John of England affixes the seal to the Magna Carta, which is a landmark document that helps establish the principle that even monarchs are subject to the law. Doesn't go here these days. All right, in 1667... French physician Jean-Baptiste Denis performs one of the world's first recorded blood transfusions using lamb's blood. Ooh. In 1775, the Continental Congress appoints George Washington as commander of the Continental Army during the American Revolution. In 1864... the U.S. government established Arlington National Cemetery. And in 1919, the first nonstop transatlantic flight happened. Wow. Now, there were some celebrity birthdays, with Waylon Jennings from 1937. He was a famous country singer, for those that don't know. John Belushi, 1954. Helen Hunt, 1963, Ice Cube happened in 69, and Courtney Cox was born in 1964, and Neil Patrick Harris, 1973. And then we did also have some notable deaths for this year, sadly. Well, not this year, but this date. James Polk died in 1849. Ella Fitzgerald in 1996. Casey Kasem in 2014. And Glenda Jackson in 2023. And she was quite famous for playing the Queens, both the Elizabeths. All right. Then we had an LGBT connection for June 15th. In 2020, the U.S. Supreme Court made it illegal under federal law to fire someone for being gay or transgender. Well, the times have changed. All right. Well, let's see if we celebrated any holidays, accidentally or otherwise. Today is Fly a Kite Day. Did you fly a kite?
No.
Sad. It's also Global Wind Day. Perhaps that's why. Did you do anything windy today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very windy.
Actually, there's a nice breeze out.
That's not the wind I was talking about.
I know. It's also Justice for Janitors Day. Oh, I'd show my justice to a janitor.
Did you know that what's his
What?
name? Who's the Nazi?
Miller?
Yes, he said, "Why do I have to pick up my garbage?" I think this was in school or something. He
Yeah.
says, "Why do I have to throw my own garbage away? Why don't I just leave it here? I mean, otherwise, what are the janitors going to do?"
That's a lovely thing. Yes, he's keeping them employed and
Yeah,
apparently.
but that's just. It really
Asshole.
shows the thinking behind this.
Privilege. All right, it is Magna Carta Day, and it is also National Electricity Day. Did you make any electricity today?
Well, I haven't bought any today, but I have my own.
Well, I've got lots of electricity going here. I'm keeping it real. All right, it's
Yeah.
national. What?
We only are using 0.3 kilowatts.
Aren't you just, that's privilege. I mean,
No, that means the only thing
no,
I
that's
have on is a
seriously.
light. Because this
Yeah.
is not plugged in,
But
so
you
I'm
don't
not
have to pay
using
for
any.
it, right?
Well, I don't have to. No, well, I do because it's
Yeah.
getting out of my solar.
Right. So you don't have to pay for it because it's coming off your solar, right?
It's free,
And
yes.
that's exactly like when rich people they get everything for free. And same here.
Well, the solar didn't come for free, girl.
No, but you had the money to create to get the
Now, see,
solar, and now you
you're
have
just
years of
changing the
not
narrative
having
here. It sounds like I
anything.
just get handed stuff. No, but that's not what
Yes, yes,
happened.
yeah, yeah, you do.
No,
The only thing
my
that I
no,
will say,
no.
the only thing I'll
See,
say in
first
your
of
defense,
all I said was I'm only using 0.3 kilowatts because it's just I don't have the air conditioning on. I only have a light in here. None of this is plugged in. It's all on batteries.
Right.
I'm just saying I'm not using any electricity right now. Not that that it's free or not. I'm just saying whether I had solar or not, it wouldn't matter. I'm not using a lot of electricity. But with my app, I can see how much I am using.
That's beautiful. That's a lovely story. As I was saying, though, the only thing that I will say in your defense of this is that you worked for it. You earned it. You did it. You deserve it. There, I said something nice. It's National Kiss a Wookiee Day. Have
I
you kissed a
would.
Wookiee today? I see a shadow. Maybe you're about to. No? All
Stop doing that.
righty. National Lobster Day. Have you had any lobster today?
I'm not a big fan of lobster.
Yeah, me neither, honestly. I
I
know
would
I'm
rather
supposed
have
to, but
I'd rather have crab.
yeah, same. Yeah, crab, shrimp, the what do you call them? The
Scallops.
Scallops, the ones that no chef on television can ever cook right.
Although they're so simple.
I know. But I mean, not saying that I have ever tried to cook them myself, although Lawrence has cooked them before and they are come out wonderfully.
Yeah, that well, it's all you have to do is keep an eye on them.
Right. But
And
I
don't
swear
and
on
do,
the chef's state.
well, that's because they're too busy, whipping up a sauce for the scallops, and they're leaving the scallops in a hot pan while, because there's a time
Right.
where the scallops go from to like you're
This
chewing on a, I mean, I've had them so rubbery, it brought back my days in school when you get the,
Oh,
remember when you got the
the
big erasers for Christmas and
erasers.
stuff, and you kind of chew on them, even though you didn't bite through them, but it was just kind of fun to
Yeah.
munch on. Yeah,
Yep.
so that's how they feel, and it's terrible. It's I just don't understand how that happens.
I don't know. Like, and I know shrimp can turn very quickly too. You have to be careful with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's National Megalodon Day. I haven't seen any, so that's lovely. It's also National Smile Power Day. I did smile today, and it brought happiness to some people, so that was lovely. It's also National American Citizenship Day. Somebody's getting pissed. It's National Photography Day. Love it. Own your share of America Day. That's it's gonna cost. Ride to Work Day. No, thank you. What World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Has Sean been abusing you?
No.
Well, good. One of these days, though, he's just gonna climb on top. Okay, anyway, it's also Worldwide Day of Giving. Oh my gosh, there's so many freaking days of giving. Jeez, I'm tired of it.
Oh no, I wanted to ask you. I just was
Yes.
reading that that the White House has just ended. I guess it, well, it said that it ended veterans, gay veterans' rights,
Jeez.
and it's something about. And I thought, well, what does that mean? So I was like looking, and it looked it, the way it sounded to me was that they can no longer list that they're LGBT in their. So I guess I don't know, maybe that means they can't like, 'cause I'm figuring it's medical, so what they can't get things for HIV anymore.
Probably
Okay.
it's probably related to the first thing that they're trying to knock out is like any preventative stuff like PrEP or PEP or anything like that. They want it done. They're no. But then of course this year with the big beautiful bill and all that, as all that kicks in, they're going to go even more hardcore after HIV care, trying to cut funding for not just preventative and testing and all that, but actual like subsidizing some of the medicines and stuff, because some of the medicine that HIV people need are super expensive, like in the thousands of dollars every month. And without that insurance, they're just effed. And Trump don't care as long as he can have his big what how much was it? 15 million, 60 million do taxpayer dollars to put on that white trash spectacle that they did. Just
Did you watch any of it?
absolutely not. The only times that I saw any of it were on the clips from the left-wing shows, because I was not going to give any type of rating to it, no matter what it was. But the clips of it I saw, girl, I'm like, yeah, I remember when my uncles used to get together with their friends, dirt bike riding around the house with their shirts off, rolling around fighting.
Yeah, we watched just a small bit of it, and it was like, boy, there sure weren't many people in their seats. That's one thing I noticed. So I don't know if there weren't, if it was, people wandering around going to get drinks or something, but it was
I
a
don't know,
lot
but
of empty
I did see
seats.
clips of people just of their fans just like all of a sudden getting in fights and rolling around on the
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
lawn and
Well, did you see the one guy that was he was weighing in and he was like throwing up on himself because he was so drunk?
yeah, I was
Yeah.
like, okay, it's wrestling. Is that real?
Well,
Is
ask
it an
Eric
act
Trump.
or
He
is
was
it
trying to
real?
bet on it.
Oh yeah, there's still a question whether that was real, but or hype. But
Oh, you know it
did
was
you see the one
real.
guy, the one guy who is very anti everything that was going on, and he made it all the way up into the ring? Did you see that?
No.
Okay, so there's one wrestler who I guess he's Middle Eastern or something, and he's very against their agenda and all the shit that they're doing, so he wouldn't participate in it. He's been bad mouthing it and the regime and everything. And he showed up at the event last night, and he made it all the way up into the ring and was yelling out shit, like not meanly, but like "ha ha, bitches." And then he was escorted out by about 12 or 13 security guards, because they were just so worried that he was gonna, ridiculous, ridiculous. All right, happy birthday to Nikhail. We're gonna go with that, and to Star. And upcoming birthdays, happy birthday to Hargrove, Jimmy. Oh my goodness. Not okay, so that was Jimmy Joe, who we worked with many years ago in the theater. Also to TJ Farrell, that's TJ the Zombie Girl, whose birthday is tomorrow. Also to Mr. Max, we have Gail, Christopher, Brian, June, James, Mr. Gary Bearden, who we know he's going to be 79 years old. And we've met him numerous times at the Pride 48 events. Also to Mateo and Mr. Actor Extraordinaire, Mr. West Ramsey. I've seen many of his films.
Yeah.
And
I've seen him in pictures a lot.
yes, pictures, films, he just gets around. And then what was I gonna say? Oh, there was somebody else that was having a birthday today, or not today. Well, today's that birthday was actually my great grandmother, or no, my grandmother's birthday. Bah, the one who, chased me up the stairs with a knife, and yeah, she was fun. Anyway, so her birthday would be today. Happy birthday. And then tomorrow is actually also my mom's birthday. Yay, she's turning 75 years old. Woohoo! And that's fun. I'm going to try to get her a nice big wonderful cake from Raley's. It can't really get anywhere else. But Raley's actually has really nice cakes, so I'm hoping to get her something with a lot of flowers and fun on it. And then also, the 18th is my Uncle George's birthday, and I wish him a birthday. All right. Well, it's time for Chub Hugs. Who you gonna send your Chub Hugs out to today?
Me?
Yes, you, Mr. Chexalot.
Let me see who I have on my list. Oh. Well, my chub hugs go out to the reflecting pool.
Yeah, and all the
Who?
algae that lives in it.
Yeah, it's now greener than ever.
Did you hear that one ass person who was all like, It's the liberals. They did this deliberately. They put all the algae in the pool to make Trump look bad. Yep, because we all got big sacks of algae that were just out there thrown in the blue.
You take it from take water from
The
the
moon.
Potomac without filtering, you're going to have problems.
Yep. All right. Well, that's good. Well, I'm going to send a chub hug out to my mom, whose birthday is tomorrow. Whew.
I
Looking
hear she's going to have a cake with flowers on it.
if we can get there, we're going to get it. I've been saving up. Because these days, all the prices are that were already through the roof are through the roof.
Well, I know. I was going to get a cake on Easter for because I thought I was going to go to my niece's house. No, not sorry. It was Mother's Day. Mother's Day. So I was looking at the cake prices over at Freeport. Don't look at the prices at Freeport.
No, I actually I have looked at some of their stuff because I've always wanted to get her a cake from Freeport because they're supposed to be so good there.
Oh,
I have
they're
had one
fantastic.
years ago that was wonderful.
Yeah, you had. I know you had some of the fruit basket cake at one of the parties.
Oh yes, that's right. I do remember that. But I remember back in journalism, we brought in a cake, and it was from there, and it was just wonderful. But Raley's has some really good cakes, but usually their cakes run about, $36 somewhere in there, and I'm sure that they are higher than that now. But yes, Freeport. I'm sure they're worth it, but these days, not those prices. Nope. All right. Hey, we did get a little feedback. Mr. Sean wrote in and said using generative AI for things like artwork shouldn't be a big deal at this point. It's a tool, people can use it how they want. And I actually, for the most part, agree with that.
I do too. I just wished that that it wasn't being used to deliberately confuse people,
Yes, that
or
bothers
they're
me.
just fucking lazy. I mean, I saw a picture of the Golden Girls without any of those being the actresses in the Golden Girls. I don't know who, where they found the pictures. If they were AI generated, you can go, I want an AI generated picture of, Estelle Getty, and they'll find you one. So why, I mean, why are you making up weird pictures of people that I think, I know they're doing it deliberately. It's clickbait. It was like, I saw a thing that said, oh, this was Karen Carpenter's least favorite song, but ended up being one of his most popular songs. And everyone's like, what do they mean by his? What are they talking about? And everyone's just going, it's AI, stop doing this. Every time you write something else, they're getting credits for it. So don't do it. Just ignore it. Move on. And it's like, and then you take all the time putting that in there, and then you got a bot yelling at you. And by the way, how come nobody yelled at us yesterday with that with the thing about the gay TV shows?
Oh, I have no idea.
No. Well, obviously, there's no bots around Pink News, because nothing. I wanted a fist fight.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. It. I. Yeah. So the posting that the thing that said what gay show should have gotten another season got a lot of wonderful responses and ones that I really agree with. But then, of course, there had to be one negative Nancy who's all like, Modern Family sucked. It was horrible. Oh, it was written so badly.
No, that was postmodern.
Postmodern Family. Thank you.
No, postmodern.
What? Oh,
Not
no.
family.
Okay. We're all saying it wrong. So it was
It's
mid-century modern.
there. It is. Yeah.
There we go. It was,
Well,
oh, it'd be there
but
eventually.
my argument was, you remember when? I mean, what was it? About 15, 16 years ago, when Modern Family came out.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just stereotypes. And it's like, yeah, well, I know both those stereotypes.
Exactly.
And then they did the same thing. I mean, they keep doing the same thing. They did it with, they tried to, say, oh, Will and Grace is just playing off the stereotypes. Yes, it's a comedy. That's what people do.
And then the other ones that were complaining, oh, Will's too straight. Will has no sex life. Will's never kissed anybody. Who just shut up and enjoy the show, God.
Well, but then that's what I've been arguing for years, is it doesn't matter anyway, because the gay community shits on everything that comes out anyway.
Exactly.
Well,
And
and
oh,
not
unless it's like Heartstopper and it's two little, teenage twinks in love, and then they're like, oh, this is the best thing ever.
or it's two hockey players who are just naked the whole time.
Oh, yes, there was that too.
But storylines aren't important, and it's did it make you laugh? Then it's fine. And I also hated the fact, I know that the English teacher, that the main actor had some problems, they were trying to cancel him, whatever. But the fact is,
Oh,
the
yeah.
gay community never gave the thing a chance to begin with, the first
Right.
season. I'm surprised there was a second season.
I really am too. And you know what? I haven't watched the second season yet.
It was so good.
I intend to, because I'm sure I'll love the show. And yeah, I was disappointed with whatever the fuck happened. It was another one of those things that was so unclear. I'm just like, you know what? I don't have the bandwidth to deal with this. It's done anyway. But yeah, wonder.
Well, it's like Katie Porter. Everything she did was great. Everybody loved her. She yells at one person on camera, and she's a holy, motherfucking bitch. And nobody likes her anymore. It's like, God help that. Please don't film me when I'm doing something bad, because then I'll get canceled.
Too
You
late.
know, it's not like it's something that happens every day. Yet, you one thing. One thing, and you're fucked.
You definitely can be.
Yeah, so.
So with the one more thing I'll say with the AI stuff is I have been posting every day for Pride for just something different for Pride every day. I've been using ChatGPT to generate the artwork for it because I just felt like it, and it's just fun. I can tell it what I want, do it really quick, and it pops it out, and it's really nice. I'm not trying to scam anybody. I'm not trying to say I did the artwork, but it's there, and it's good. And you know what? It gets repressed. I'm lucky if I get maybe five people that like it. And I'm not hurt by it, but it is just another thing of like Meta, Facebook, all that group is like, oh, use our AI, use our AI, use our AI, and then you post something that's AI, and they're like, we're not going to show this to anybody. So anyway, moving on. Thank you, Sean, for your comment. Well, we did have some very sad and surprising, actually, this time, celebrity deaths.
The first one up was British artist David Hockney. He died at the age of 88. Now, he is leaving behind groundbreaking record of gay life depicted with unusual openness in a Brit in Britain, where homosexuality remained a criminal offense until 1967. He was posting lovely stuff. My friend Mike, he was always one of his favorite artists. He actually saw one of his shows last year, and I remember when I was in San Diego, on the bedroom wall of the Airbnb that we had, there was a poster of because David. It was so funny because most of the David Hockney that I saw was the pictures advertising one of his showings. So it was it was always, oh, you have to attend the his showing that's running this time through this time. And it was, but they were always lovely pictures, so clean and interesting and very gay, and it was always really cool stuff about him. Also, we had Ronnie Schell. He passed away at 94, best remembered as Duke on Gomer Pyle, a USMC, but he also appeared in That Girl, Golden Girls, Andy Griffith Show. So it was. I mean, if you look at a picture of him, you're going to go, "Oh my God, he was on everything for like 30 years." Always appeared on everything. Also, we had a legendary film critic from NBC, Gene Shalit, died at the age of 100. I was really surprised because I thought he had died years ago.
I know.
But then we had Rex Reed die just recently, and it's like, "Oh my God, he was still alive too." So
Well, I bet
crazy.
that mustache will live on, however.
Oh yeah, and that, well, the hair too.
Yeah.
And Sheldon Sheldon,
Shadeen, perhaps? I don't know.
best remembered as the mother from ALF, that series. She died at the age of 77. And just today, Dee Palmer, the classically trained composer and arranger, whose orchestration shaped the sound of Jethro Tull through the band's most ambitious years, has died at the age of 88.
No.
So,
All
and
right.
a lot of these old band members have been dying. I mean, it's been strange.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me tell you about my week.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so. Television wise, RuPaul, we're on bracket three now. And so six new queens come in. This is for All Stars. And so we're just kind of reintroducing ourselves to these six. Sam Starr is the one who was most recently on the show, but they've got queens that go back to the first few years coming back, and it's kind of cool, but it's it's different. Let's see, we finished up the show Mating Season over on Netflix. That's the one about the animals having sex.
Okay.
Fun. It's funny, but it's not a kid's cartoon.
Okay.
Let's see, we started season two of The Marvelous Miss Maisel. God, her clothes are so fantastic in that show. And anyway, we're still working on Widow's Bay, which actually got renewed over on Apple TV. It's a horror comedy series. So, it's been fun. Four seasons, we finished that over on Netflix. This is the reimagined Four Seasons from Tina Fey. The COVID episode was truly funny. I mean, it was really funny because it was Thanksgiving and they decided that they were going to all meet up, and 2 weeks, don't go out anywhere, don't do anything. So they all get there, and one of the characters is like, he doesn't want to take off his mask, doesn't want to take off his mask. He's so worried. And finally they go, "Oh, you're gonna be fine, you're gonna be fine." So he feels more comfortable and he gives everybody COVID because he had COVID. He was the only one that could have gotten it. So pretty funny episode. And let's see, Apple TV. Oh, this is interesting. Apple TV actually became the newest EGOT member. Winning a Tony, an Emmy, an Oscar, and a Grammy. Well, they won the Tony for Schmigadoon, and they also won an Emmy for a song from Schmigadoon. A song from the FI won a Grammy, and Coda, a few years ago, won Best Picture at the Oscars. So they are now EGOT winners. Technically, we don't count that as a person, but it's just funny that a company, actually Netflix already had become you got winter, but it took them longer. It just means their productions have received all four. So,
Right. Yeah.
let's see. We saw a new movie called They Will Kill You over on, this is HBO.
Okay.
And
Sounds familiar.
it's about this girl who is trying to find her sister. They were separated when they were younger, and she goes to find her sister, and she ends up in some old apartment that is filled with devil worshippers. And it's a comedy, so it's hilarious. You'd hate it. There's way too much cutting off heads and arms and blood flying every squirting every. My kind of show, not yours, but it was fun. I started watching Outlast, The Jungle over on Netflix. This is
Okay.
it's
Yeah.
basically a survivor, and I know it's going to get ugly. And so far, it's not gotten ugly, but in the previews, they show like one team burning down the other one's camp, and it's like, okay, when that happens, I'm not going to watch it anymore. So, but it's something to watch. And then we did see another movie called Colors of Evil, and then Black. I don't know why it had
Black.
the, yeah, there were, it was like Colors of Evil, and then the colon Black. And this is from Poland. It's been dubbed really well, so that the dubbing was interesting. And it's all about it. I felt really bad because they show this at the very beginning. They show this kid walking down a road, and I go, "Oh God, someone's going to have sex with that kid and kill him." I just know it. And someone had sex with the kid and killed him. So it was all about the there's something going on in this town, and it was. It wasn't a bad movie, a little slow, but boy, they just did not have any problem with child molestation in this movie at all. Also, I saw online where they're because of the new Spielberg movie coming out, they were asking everybody what their favorite Spielberg movie was. So I figured if they're asking famous people, they should have asked us, right?
Right.
So, what's your
Number
favorite?
five top
Oh,
comedy
you mean, yeah,
podcast.
well, I
On
forgot
what
to
we
mention that at the
Spotify.
beginning, that we have moved from
12.
number 13 to number 5 on the list of queer comedy podcasts. And of course, that means non-professional,
Of course.
yeah. So, but we'll take it.
Yes.
We'll take
Yeah.
it. So, anyway. Favorite Spielberg?
God, there's so many. I'm gonna go probably with E.T.
Yeah, see mine, because
Just because
there,
it comes to mind easily.
yeah, it's just because there was the 70s and early 80s were just great because we had Jaws. Then after Jaws, we had Close Encounters. After Close Encounters, we had Raiders of the Lost Ark and E.T.
Goonies.
And it was,
Well,
just,
Goonies was not really Spielberg.
and
Anyway.
well, I mean, you could even call Poltergeist because they claim that he almost directed that, or did. But I mean, there's just so many classic movies, and then he's just continued on. But that first 10 years was my favorite years of his. So I would probably either go, God, I love Close Encounters. But E.T. and Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, for me was a huge one because we played it at the theater, and we played it for 7 months at a before you really movies were in and out of theaters in 2 weeks like they are now. It was I mean we had I remember we had six screens, Indiana Jones and Arthur. We played Indiana Jones 6 months, Arthur for 6 months, Indiana Jones for 7 months. It was crazy. It was crazy. So anyway,
Wouldn't bear
and the other
one.
thing is,
No.
what?
I just looked up his filmography, and it's just like one thing after another. The Fablemans, Ready Player One, West Side Story, Lincoln, Minority Report, just on and on and on. So,
Great,
Color
great
Purple,
movies.
Color Purple,
Color
favorite
Purple,
one.
yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Minority Report was really good too. That was where they could tell that you were thinking something bef
Yeah.
and you'd rest them before they did it. It was really cool. Anyway, okay, and the other thing that I keep trying to get Jen to start using this, I keep leaving it for her and she doesn't use it, is the Nancy Reagan syndrome. Now, that Nancy Reagan syndrome was, and this is something I did not make this up. The Nancy Reagan syndrome was every Nancy Reagan was against everything until one of her kids had a problem with it, you
Right.
know. And if, she didn't give a shit about Alzheimer's until Ron got it. She didn't care about any gay stuff until Rock Hudson. When Rock Hudson had HIV, all of a sudden she was concerned about it. It always had to apply to her personally before she would care or give a shit about it. So just
No, it's good to hear.
because I keep hearing it every fucking day. They're like going, oh, now so and so is okay with this because they found out their kids are transgender. Oh, okay. And it's like fucking Nancy Reagan syndrome. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. All right. And
Happy Pride.
that was your week. That sounds good. All right. All right. Well, for my week, I didn't actually watch that much. I tried to squeeze in a few things here and there, but for the most part, I did finish watching Gilded Age season three. And I have to tell you, the first couple episodes, I was a little blah too. And I actually took a little break, and but then I came back to it. And last night I finished the last two episodes, which were actually like one of them was like super long. At least one of them was super long. And I loved it. It was just like, okay, you know what? Halfway through the season, you finally hit your stride, and now I'm sucked into it. What's going on? I did like, oh man, there's so much of it that I liked. Just the whole dynamic of the leads changing and finally getting their shizzle together. The only thing, of course, they had left us on the cliffhanger of sexy railroad daddy and the son leaving the mother and not wanting anything to do with her for now, maybe. The rest of it, I just loved it, and I hope that there's another season. I hope.
Oh yeah, there's more.
Good.
What I loved was the guy who invented the clock, the alarm clock.
Yes.
And I love when Christine Baranski goes, "How much money did he get?" And it's like, I mean, because it was $600,000
Yes, and he got 300,000 of it.
at that time period,
Right. But
which was
were
they
they?
said. I heard it would be like $8 or $9 million in that time period.
Yeah. That is out astounding. And the way that Christine Bransky's like, he can't be our footman or whatever he was. He could buy and sell us all for in an hour and not even think about it twice. So, anyway. I loved it. I hope they do something good with this character. I don't want him to be like bamboozled or
Yeah, somebody's takes
Yeah.
it takes him and he comes back as a footman.
Right.
Poor. I
Oh, and
hate that.
I knew when Oscar's boyfriend was going to get run over by that thing. Yeah, you know,
Yeah.
when the horses were going to run over him. I knew when they were setting up that scene and he started to walk away, and I'm like, and now he gets killed. And I, right like that, he got ran into. I'm like, nope.
Yeah, I said the exact same thing. It's like, well, it's like that movie last night when I'm watching it, going, okay, that kid's gonna get has somebody's gonna have sex with that child and kill it.
Ugh.
And it was like, boom, next scene they're finding the skull in the forest.
Right.
So
Well, at
It
least
was.
hopefully you didn't have to see it.
Oh
So.
no, but we did have to see him. He the killer did saw the body in pieces.
Ugh, gross. All right. So Gilded Age season
Okay.
three, loved it. Want more. Let's see. I watched Starman. That was the movie that we were talking about on the current Matinee Minutia, which will be out in about a week or so. And this is the one from 1984 with Karen Allen and
Bridges.
Jeff Bridges, yes, who was mighty fine back then.
And
Mighty
he got an
fine.
Oscar nomination for that, by the way.
Yes, and it was one of the few sci-fi movies that, ever really got any nomination, at least at that point. So that was pretty cool. And I'll tell you, watching this movie again actually gave me a new new, yeah, I'll go with new respect for Karen Allen's acting. She's been fine. She's fine. I watched lots of her movies. She's fine. But watching this, I was like, wow, she's actually really good in this. And she's got a lot of range, and yeah, I was just really impressed with her. So I have to give her a little bit more. Although something that was very funny is that both DJ and I kept confusing her with Margot Kidder in Superman 3. Not that we were confusing them, except that it was just one of those things where we kept it kept it was just like in our brain while we were watching it. And it turns out that she actually was one of the people that was vying for the part. So just interesting. Let's see what else. So I'm gonna talk about that last. Okay, I watched a movie called Bang on Amazon Prime. It follows a ruthless hitman who, after narrowly escaping a fatal attempt on his life, betrays his gang in an effort to find forgiveness and ends up becoming a target himself. Okay, well, that's yeah. So what happened was, so he's a ruthless hitman who's really good at his job. And he ends up getting shot like six times or whatever. His life gets saved by a husband of a pregnant woman who was driving her to the hospital to have the baby, and they get in an accident and he gets killed. And he ends up getting his heart in a heart transplant. And I'm like, yeah, like that's an interesting way to do that. Anyway, he heals very quickly. You hardly see any scar at all. It's just like nothing ever happened. And then he goes back to work at being a hitman. And meanwhile, he and that woman who husband died start like kind of hanging out and seeing each other, which is like, okay. Well, it turns out that all the hits that he's doing since then, he just, get this, doesn't have the heart to actually kill them anymore. So he's actually faking their deaths, taking pictures of the fake death, and then taking them and their family to this place that he rented to live a happy little communal life until they can escape. And then, of course, the evil, guy finds out, all the hit people go out to kill him, and then he goes and goes after them and everything. So, yeah. It's cheesy as F, but if you like the shoot 'em ups, it's fun. Then I watch Plane. A pilot saves passengers from a lightning strike by making a risky landing on a war-torn island in the Philippines, only to find out that surviving the landing was just the beginning. When dangerous rebels take most of the passengers hostage, the only person, the pilot, who is played by Gerald Butler, by the way, can count on for help is the accused murderer who was being transported by the FBI that they were all scared of. Anyway, very simple. Shouldn't be flying. Plane goes down. evil stereotyped Latino and Filipino village mobsters shoot with lots of guns, killing them for no reason, taking them hostage. One guy, you'd love the one guy. You don't actually get to see it, which I'm thankful of, but for no reason, got his head cut off just so that they could prove to all the other passengers that they were serious. Gerald Butler was really good in it. The prisoner guy, really good in it. They must have had a really good budget for this film, actually, because it was production-wise well done, but story-wise, it's a shoot 'em up. What do you expect? So, then I watched a movie last night called 40 Days and Nights. It was on Peacock. It's one of those, it's a tectonic shift. The sea starts to rise, microblast, big storms, microbiology, blah blah blah. And of course, the government knows this, so they build these big arcs, big electrical arcs that are so cheesy, I swear, they're supposed to be massive enough to hold 50,000 people apiece. And when you look at them on the screen, you're just like, what is that? Is that a tugboat? That doesn't make any sense. Cheesy. I mean, this movie, cheesy as F, but it's one of those where we talked about before. You love it for being what it is because it gives starting actors a place to go explore
Oh
and
yeah. Oh,
learn the craft.
that's so beautiful.
Yes. Go be in something. Learn, but as far as if you want to watch it, don't. Just don't. And then finally, I was going to talk about the Doctor Who Star Trek thing. So Russell T. Davies and so the Doctor Who Christmas special is not happening. Russell T. Davies has been removed from the show, and basically the whoever Channel 4, I think it is, in Britain owns the show again, and I think they basically want to sell it or something. Now Russell T. Davies says that the show isn't canceled, because that's been the news, is that the show is canceled. They're canning it. They don't want to do anything of it. There's not going to be any Doctor Who in production anymore for quite a long time. And he said that that's not completely accurate, and to sit tight, because he's hoping that something can be done for it. But in the meantime, he did say that the start of the real downfall for this was when he started the idea of Jinx Monsoon's character, the trans character, coming in, even though it was like one or two episodes, and she was a bad guy. But he said as soon as he proposed a trans character, that like everybody on the show, like not like the actors and stuff like that, but like all the people up top just went, nope, and stopped wanting anything to do with the show. So, and of course, the fan base has been absolutely fucking horrible. Same thing with Star Trek. There's actually no Doctor Who or Star Trek that is in production, and this is the first time in ages that there hasn't even been an inkling of anything to be coming out anymore. And a lot of it has to do with the fan base turning against it for diversity and exploring different, cultures and storylines and queerness and, yeah,
But
everything the shows are about.
is it really the fandom, or is it, or is this
It's but well, the
bots and
fandom has square is, pit, has scared the piss out of the higher ups, so they are against it all too. But when it comes to Star Trek, don't forget that it's the Ellisons and all those people that are MAGA who are now in charge of the company that owns Star Trek.
Right, I get that.
But the Doctor Who stuff, I think it was the fan base became so rabid about it that it got the people that owned it to hate it.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right, that's just a talk. If anybody else, like Sean or anybody, has any opinions on that, would be very happy to hear them. You know. All right, love it or hate it. Chat, group chats.
I don't mind them. The only thing I don't like about you're talking texts, right?
Well, yeah, for that's included, yes.
Okay. The only problem with the group chat is when I don't mind it if it's being used, because usually it's for something. It's a group chat, like, oh, okay, we're planning this, or we're or this is happening. You know, we need to figure out somebody's birthday part, whatever. That's fine. But it's just when, what I don't like is when it goes on to be a conversation between two of the people that are on the group chat, but nobody else is a part of what they're talking about. That's when you start a new
Yeah, when
text.
you text yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing I just like, because my family, we have a group one, and it's like, oh, happy birthday, oh, this is coming up, we need to do this, oh, this is great. But it's when, like, you know, my niece goes, oh, here, look, I found this picture of this whatever, and it's like, okay, that's not part of the group chat.
Yeah, that's my thing is when it gets too car when there's always that one person that gets a little too carried away with just stuff
Yeah.
that, you know. But other than that, I don't mind it either. Okay, hey Chubbs, Timothy wants to know when you go out to eat, what separates an average waiter from a truly great one? Is it possible for a server to be too attentive or not attentive enough? And let me tell you, it is possible for them to be too attentive. In
Yeah.
fact, when we went to happy hour this last time, we went to the restaurant afterward, and I swear this woman was coming by like every minute to 2 minutes. Everything okay? You still good? And she just, it's like, let us eat, please. We'll wave you down if you need anything, or come back in 5 minutes. I think every 5 minutes or so, a check-in. Cool. Okay. Do you need more water? Do you need, you know, but every minute, no, stop.
I
Anyway.
agree. Well, I agree. I mean, I've just had it where it's like, because with traditionally, they know to wait and hit your table as soon as you've got food in your mouth.
Right.
And so that's what I hate about it is I'm like, okay, they're coming by. I'm not going to put the, you know, I'm not going to eat until they're gone. And, you know, then they'll kind of buzz around and it's like, okay. They're waiting for me to do it. And of course, I put food in my mouth. They come over and ask. So, and then I've been on a deserted island where I see them. I've actually been in a place, this was in Hawaii, where they sat us and nobody ever showed up at the table. No one came by with drinks. Or they gave us menus when they sat us, and then nobody was there. So finally, we just got up, because you know it's like obviously they don't need us there. So.
And that's another thing is when you're done, and like this last time, she was so there that it was starting to get a little annoying. Yet when it came time to pay, she brought the box and then walked away, and we're waiting and waiting and waiting. Like, where are you? We want to check out. Let's go. Hey Chubbs, when people argue about generations, it's usually boomers versus millennials or millennials versus Gen Z. Why does Gen X seem to be standing quietly in the corner eating snacks while everyone else fights? And I will tell you, the reason for that, Mr.
Okay.
G. Because when they come for us, the Gen X, they usually get their asses handed to them.
I don't think that's what it is.
Well, we'll fight. So,
Well, no,
but you go for it.
okay, but they boomers fight too, but that's not what the question was. The
Yeah.
question is why is everyone arguing? And it's usually, I mean, in this case, the boomers are arguing with the millennials because it's their kids.
Well, not
And because
anymore.
Gen Xers are basically boomers, brothers, younger brothers and sisters are, but they're not their kids because there's not that, well, they could be in some cases because boomers ran 45 through 63. That was normally they're about 12 to 15 years. A thing. So that's what I'm thinking. They're arguing with their parents. The millennials are arguing with their kids now, which are the Gen Zers. So I think I think that's all it is. And the I don't know why the Gen Xers got out of it. I don't know what they how they get out of it other than I don't know. Because
Because
shouldn't the Gen,
we'll kick their
okay,
ass.
it's Millennials, Gen Ys, and Z, whoever,
I don't know what the new
whatever it
one's
is.
called, Jen.
Yeah, I don't know that they don't argue with the Gen Zers, I mean, Gen Xers. I think they still.
I mean, I've seen a couple of videos where there are like the well, it started out with a millennial, but usually it's the next generation down, Gen Zs,
Right.
that ask dumb questions about Gen Xers. And then usually the video responses that I see from the Gen Xers, I'm like, and they're like, you had to come from that. In fact, there's been millennial responses to them that's like, no, just don't. Just leave them alone. They will come for you. But yeah, and just we're a different breed.
Well, I think it's just easier to make fun of old people
There's that as well.
and make fun of young people.
You're okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Hey, Chubbs. Timothy wants to know, Sweden decided to stop using laptops in the classroom and are going back to analog learning. Pen, paper, book, analog. anyway, if a country known for embracing technology decides that students should learn better with books and paper, what does it say about our relationship with screens in everyday life? Well, I mean, I don't know what you mean, just because if I'm not napping, I'm sitting in front of my screen working or playing. But I actually think it's a good idea,
I
because
do too.
it's the same thing that I've said about AI. It's a wonderful tool, but you have to understand how to do things before you have the calculator. You have to.
Right.
So, and they're teaching handwriting again, and they're teaching, all that. So, and I'm all for that. Not because I did it, so they should too, but you need to know more than just how to do stuff on the computer. Otherwise, it is going to be like, oh, that's cursive. We already have it. We already have people in, like, in Nephi's family, the younger generations. They can't read cursive.
Oh yeah, no. I told you my friend wrote her, I guess it was her nephew or grandnephew, great nephew, a card on their graduation, and she was on the phone and he goes, thanks for the card. I can't read it, but my mom did, and so thanks. It's like, how can you? Well,
Yeah,
it's
it's like,
almost
how do you
okay.
sign your name?
It's like, well, I don't cook because I go out and get food. It's like, but you gotta know a little
Yeah,
something.
you gotta see, that's always like, even if you don't cook, you should know like how to boil an egg, how to,
How to
there's
make
just like a few
spaghetti.
things that you should at least know how to feed yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's and heaven forbid, we go through a situation like the pandemic,
Right.
but what if we lose the ability, because
What if
they've
we had
been
a huge EMF or EMF, EMT,
whatever it is to where we knock out our Wi-Fi, what happens then?
Exactly. What if for some reason electricity just stops working?
Right.
You got to know how to do something to take care of yourself.
Right. And it's the same thing. Well, okay. You got to add something together and you don't have your phone.
Right.
You got to be able to, simple math, simple, grammar, just simple writing skills, something that you would expect, let's say a 7, 8 year old learns, you should at least be able to, add, subtract, scramble eggs, just do simple things. Otherwise, what are you going to do? I mean, that's crazy.
Right. And I do think that it also helps with the development of the brain as well to have that hands-on, that tactile learning. Rather
Sure.
than, so I think that's great. Thank you, Timothy. Once again, amazing questions. All right. I remember Like a Virgin.
You mean the song?
Well, yeah, I mean, we
I
could
guess. I mean,
talk about the other, but I know that story and that can scare
not
people.
really. I was never really a big Madonna fan. Not that I disliked her.
Oh.
I just wasn't all about her.
Right.
I mean, I remember when True Blue came out at
Yeah.
the same time. What was Cyndi Lauper's True Colors? And I was so angry that Madonna brought out a True album when Cyndi Lauper had one out.
Didn't really think about it that way, but yeah, I can see that. But both their second albums as well. I remember, no, I Tell a Lie. True Blue was her third album. So, anyway, I remember Like a Virgin because it was I was in middle school and it was a huge controversy whether they could play it on the radio. Parents freaking out that their kids were going to hear this song and become sex crazed. And it's like from the word virgin. And of course, this was the woman who was wearing a slutty wedding dress during it, and she wore her underwear on the outside. She wore her bra on the outside of her clothing. She was a menace to society. But I remember Like a Virgin, and it was like there were songs that I had to listen to with my earphones in, even though realistically I really didn't have to because my mom would not have cared at all. But my grandmother might have said something just to be, not because she'd really be offended, but because she, needed to have the illusion of being offended.
Well, yeah, but I mean, 10 years before that, Donna Summer was orgasming on the radio. So, I mean,
Yeah,
seriously.
I totally agree with you, but yes, but Like a Virgin, that was a big one that they freaked out about, and not my family, but. And then there was Prince, when he came out with Purple Rain. There was a song on there called Darling Nikki, and one of the lyrics was that he met her in a hotel lobby masturbating in a magazine. And that was like, oh my God, how could somebody say that? The children will hear.
Yeah, but he had Jack You Off on an earlier album.
I didn't listen to, I didn't even know that he existed until that
Yeah,
album.
he said, "Here, jump in the back seat. I'll jack you off, you jack me off."
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So,
I love that song.
it's all a matter
Yeah.
of perspective. I'm sure that if, Love to Love You Baby came out right now, MAGA would be going crazy.
Yes. Well, they'd probably be listening to it nonstop.
Well, yeah,
It
but
was the
they
same with
would hate it.
Cyndi Lauper's first album, the song She Bop.
Yeah.
all things about masturbating. So anyway, yeah, but I remember it being a big controversy and me loving it just because I thought it was a good song. All right. Well, let's move on to what's in your lunchbox. Mr. Moose wrote in and he said, do-do-do, let them eat cake. Sounds familiar. Hubby has been asking for an orange bundt cake with pecans. Done. Real butter and fresh orange juice in that. Oh, that's interesting. And then I've been wanting a devil's food cake. Also done. Chocolate chips in the batter. Real European butter and the batter. Excuse me, in the batter and frosting. And that looks like a huge cake too.
Yeah,
I'm for it.
I used to make devil's food cake, and they for some reason they'd get really high. They're really
It
tall
would get
cakes,
really
so that's nice.
high. And
Looks
then,
yummy. And what's the
oh,
it's shrimp and
yes.
noodles. What is it?
It is ordered Singapore noodles with shrimp today. It's a good but a mild dish. I've had this in another restaurant where they added a bit of curry to the sauce. This was mainly soy and oyster sauce. Both are good. Well, that does look beautiful, but I'm going to start with the devil's food cake and then I'm going to move into the orange cake. And yeah,
So
we'll save the noodles for
you
dessert.
have no room for shrimp and noodles.
We'll save that for dessert. Right. Well, I actually have a little something to add this time, and that is a donut that I had that I bought at Winco. They came in a 4-pack and it is created with Biscoff cookies. And it actually was a very fresh donut that had the cream and the Biscoff cookie crumbles on top. And inside it had the a mixture of something and the Biscoff like cookie, like peanut butter type stuff that they have all inside the ring of the biscuit or the donut. And it was wonderful. It was really wonderful. So I would definitely get that again.
Well, if you see us on YouTube, go ahead and give us a like and subscribe. And also make sure that you say who you are so we know you're there. We can say hello back. I mean, now that we're top five, I mean, go ahead and leave us something. But if you do want to see what's on our what's for lunch, you can go on Facebook and look under facebook.com. But just go to Chubb's Gone Wild. You know where it is. And of course, if you are, subscribing to Chubb's Gone Wild on Facebook, it's probably coming up on your page anyway. So look for us. Go ahead.
If you want to send us anything,
Yeah.
email it to us at chubsgonewild@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can find my other projects and books at justkisstheguy.com. And well, since Tom already told you what to do with YouTube, we're going to go ahead and wish you a very, very happy Pride. We've got a couple weeks of it left, so pace yourself. And we will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.